The Word of God is given to us to feed on. We at Deliverance Assemblies of God Church, located at Kotobabi behind Ebony Hotel in Accra, use this channel to come your way with the unadulterated Word of God. Be blessed as you listen.
Let's begin to announce ourselves to the spiritual realm, to the supernatural. Let's begin to announce ourselves. Ikele papa. By beginning to stir our spirit in speaking in tongues and declaring the blood to enter into the throne room. Lord Jesus, we thank you this morning. We thank you for your presence, O Lord. We thank you for the blood that is speaking, O God, the everlasting blood. We thank you, we thank you, we thank you. We thank you for the Holy Spirit. Lord, we thank you, we exalt you, we uplift you, we magnify you, O God. We say, Lord, you are King, you are worthy to be praised, you are worthy to be exalted. There is none beside thee, O Lord. Yes, Lord. What a day, what a day, what a day, what a day the Lord has given unto us. We say, Lord, you are God. We say, Lord, you are King. We say, Lord, you are worthy. 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 We thank you for the day, O Lord. We thank you for the gift of life. We thank you for the gift of strength. We thank you for the gift of good health. Let's thank the Lord. Let's thank the Lord. We thank you. 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 We thank you, Lord. Arababa itale besheke boroko tokaba ita. Ile papa 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 papa. Our Father, we are grateful unto you once again. It is by your grace we are alive. It is by your grace we are who we are and what we are. It is your life that you have given unto us to live this day and continue to live. We shout hallelujah unto you. Unto you be all the glory. Unto you be all the worship. Unto you be all the honor, unto you be all the glory. Thank you so much that you have given us, O God, life to live in this day. We say, blessed, 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 blessed art thou, Lord God Almighty. Unto you alone be all the glory. We thank you that your grace has ushered us into the year 2024. We thank you that your mighty hand, your outstretched arm, your terror, your signs and wonders has brought us into the year 2024, meaning that you have not failed with us. Unto you alone be all the glory. Father, take charge of us. Take charge of this power for today. Lead us, guide us, lead our thoughts, Let your presence descend. Let your presence condescend. Let your presence come down and take charge and take over. We are here because of you. We have come to obtain mercy. We come through the blood of Jesus Christ. The blood has redeemed us. The blood has justified and cleansed and washed us and qualified us. So by the blood, come in the power of the Holy Spirit. Shakabara ipa ata sakaya apara iprokoto akabayata mandaliba araba uta ipakaraba atakaba ipakaraba atakaba ilabara sokaba ata labakatakaba. Power for today. Once again, we are on the theme. Let's begin with Jesus. Let's begin with Jesus. Already we are aware of the breaker angel that has broken us into the year 2024. According to Micah chapter 2, verse number 13, as I read again, you know, we need to hold onto scriptures until they make a mark, until they make a mark on our minds. That is why sometimes we need to repeat, scriptures. In Micah chapter 2, verse number 13, the breaker goes up before them. They break out, pass through the gate, and go out by it. So their king goes on before them, and the Lord at their head. If you look at it again, Micah 2:13 alone should be an encouraging scripture for you. The breaker goes up before them. What does that imply? It implies that we are not in 2024 alone. It implies that Jesus Christ, the breaker, has already broken into it for us. Can you picture a father or a mother walking with a son or daughter and then holding the hand? The child is either by the side or behind, and then pulling the hand. So the child is just in the hands of the mother or the father, and then they are walking. That is the picture here. Jesus Christ has entered into the year and holding your hand from behind or beside you. So indeed, you are not alone at all. So the breaker goes up before them. They break out. They break out because he has broken out. Beloved, the one who is leading us has broken out, and so we have also broken out. They break out, pass through the gate, and go out by it. This year, nothing is going to hold you. Amen. 2024, nothing can hold you. Amen. I say 2024, all the powers that have been resisting you and holding you, nothing can hold you. 2024, your way is already clear. Amen. Your path is cleared. Amen. Your way to success, your way to prosperity, Amen. Your way to breakthrough, your way to the next level has already been cleared. Amen. Because the breaker is gone ahead of us. Amen. So their king, the breaker is our king. He is the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. There is no God that can be compared unto him. Every other king bow before him. Their king goes on before them, and the Lord at their hand. The Lord at their head. The Lord at their head. You see, if you have ever seen how demons tremble and flee. These two things, How demons tremble and flee. I cannot describe it to you. On few occasions that I've seen, at least once, I've seen demons fleeing. Once, I've seen demons trembling. I don't know how to describe it. When demons are trembling, it's like a whirlwind. You know, when the whirlwind is blowing and blowing everything around it. See, that's how, I mean, they behave. They are just very, not that they are shaking. You can see that everything about them, head down, everything is just going, I mean, I can't describe it. That is what happens before Jesus. That is what happens before the Holy Spirit. That is what happens before the blood. So anytime you have these that are leading you and guiding you and you are connected, that is exactly what is happening. Beloved, the only person that can stop you 2024 is you yourself, your mindset, the way you react, and the way you interpret the things that happen to you. In fact, the Lord was speaking to me and telling me about how we should react to the challenges that will come. Yes, to the challenges that will come. But one thing that we should know is that you are very, very secured in the year 2024. Because Hebrews chapter 13 verse 8, Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, is the same today, is the same forever. The same yesterday, the same today, the same forever. You know something? Before 2024 came, or whilst we are already in 2024, Jesus already knew the things that slow us down, the things that distracted us, and the things that stole away our 2023. And so he has already dealt with them, and he's also giving us signals. He is giving us what? Signals. He is giving us signals. Signals already. That was why at the 11th hour, I was sharing that 2024, we should practice the presence of God and walk in the Spirit and walk in the power of God. These two things, because if we practice the presence of God, the Bible says in Psalm 32 verse 8, Psalm 32 verse 8, we shall hear a voice behind us telling us, here is the way, go ye in. Yes. I mean, Jesus is already alerting us. So Jesus is already speaking to us. I'm telling you, Jesus is already telling us about areas that we should give attention to. So like Psalm 32 verse 8, I will instruct you and teach you in the way you should go. I will counsel you and with my loving eye on you. Yes, I will instruct you. Jesus has already started instructing us, even before 2024 came. But you see, what the devil does is that the devil occupies us with the troubles of the day. The devil occupies us with the troubles in the system. The devil occupies us with our weaknesses. The devil is able to distract us. The devil is able to steal our mind. The devil is able to steal our attention. And so even though Jesus Christ, through the Holy Spirit, is already speaking to us and instructing us, we are not able to catch up. As I'm speaking right now, I believe that I am not just the one speaking. Jesus is using my voice. Jesus is using my mind. Jesus is using my mouth. Jesus is using me at this time. Yes, to speak. Some of you, as you are listening to these words will not sound ordinary to you. Some of you, one revelation will just open your mind and open up yourself. That is how the word of God is. The word of God is universal, but then it is also very individualistic. Even though it is for everybody, it is for the entire creation, it is also for you. Your destiny is inside this word. That is why when you are listening to the word, you should give all your attention, because as the word is proceeding, you are inside it. There will be one word that is yours. It is your word. Your word is connected. It is just your word. Nothing but what? Your word. Nothing but your word. We are hearing the same message. But I can tell you that what we are all hearing, everyone's individual message is in it. There is one word that you will hear, and out of all the message, that word, that is yours. Do you know that anybody who uses the word of God, it works for the person? The Bible, the word of God is a working word. Somebody should write it. The word of God is a working word. The word of God is a working word. Write it and write it for yourself. The word of God is a working word. The word of God is a working word. It's a working word. It's a working word. That is why the word of God must occupy us and fill our thoughts, fill our minds. That's why the word of God should rule and guide us, because it is a working word. Anybody who uses the word, it works. It works. I'm telling you, when you go to the shrine, when you go to the sanctum where the occult meet, even when you go to the covens, you go to play, you see the Bible there. They use the Psalms. And it works. Why? Because it is made to do what? To work. Isaiah 55 verse 11. So is my word that proceed from my mouth. It shall never return to me void, until it has accomplished the purpose for which I sent it. So a juju man, a witch, a whatever, who says the word, who declare that it is written, it will work. I am telling you today, it will work. It will work. It will produce the result by the faith that is attached to it. Christians are moving about with their hands on the head, looking for solutions to their problems, when the word of God is just by them. When the word of God is there for them to speak into their situations. When the word of God is there for them to speak into their challenges. I never knew that I could wake up this morning and do what I'm doing. It is the word of God. It is the word of God. It is the word of God. I never knew. I never knew. I am surprised myself. Those of you who were listening, when you were listening, you can hear the way we began, my voice. It was like it was down. Yes. I almost never slept throughout the night. Yes. I was having pain at a certain part of my body. But the word, as I'm declaring right now, I can just see that the pain is going, and the pain is going, and it's going, and it's going. Amen. Beloved, the word. 2024, that's why Jesus is the word. That's why we are saying 2024, let nothing matter. Only Jesus Christ should matter. 2024, only Jesus should matter. Only the word should matter. There is a word for every situation. Beloved, the moment you declare the word into the situation assumes a different dimension. The moment you declare Jesus, that Jesus take over this situation, I declare Jesus into this situation, I am telling you, the situation responds and must obey. Anybody who engages the word will always see result. Look, when it comes to heaven, let me tell you, there is a life to live here on earth and a life to live after here. There is a life to live here on earth and a life to live after here. There is a life to live here on earth. There is a life to live after here. If you are writing it, you write it. There is a life to live here on earth. Yes. Thank you. My sister taught me this English word and it has remained with here on earth. Here on earth. Here on earth. There is a life we live here on earth and there is a life we live after here. You know, after here is Jesus. Both here and after here is Jesus. Because Jesus is the one who lives. He has died and is alive. But over here, you can use Jesus. You can use Jesus to achieve. You can use Jesus so, like we have Jesus users. You can use Jesus. You can use him to live a better life. But then refuse to accept him as your Lord and Savior. So it means that you don't have an afterlife in him. So after here you are dead. After here you are going to hell. That's just the difference. So I am talking about people who use the word. Yes, the word is universal. The word of God, Jesus, is universal. So anytime we speak the word, we release the word into situation, the situation assumes a different dimension. Just ask Jesus to direct you. Just ask Jesus to lead you. And it will surprise you. It will surprise you. Just ask Jesus, take over. Take charge. What should I do? And then you are conscious. You are conscious. As the Lord was telling me, consciousness, focus, imagination, these three things, consciousness, focus, imagination, consciousness, focus, imagination, are the womb of conception unto delivery. They are the womb of conception unto delivery. 2024, what are you conscious of? 2024, what are you focusing on? 2024, what are you imagining? When you read Genesis chapter 30, Genesis chapter 30, from verse 31 to 43, when you find time, read Genesis chapter 30, verse 31 to 43, how Jacob became wealthy, how Jacob made wealth. It was through a dream. And when you read Genesis 31, verse 10 to 13, Genesis 31, verse 10 to 13, Genesis 31, verse 10 to 13, that was where Jacob said what happened to him. He had a dream. He had a dream. In the dream, he saw that the streaked, the speckled, and the spotted sheep were mating. They were mating before a tree whose bark has been scraped, and maybe painted white. So while they are mating there and they are watching it, are you seeing the power of focus, the power of imagination? Are you seeing the power of consciousness? You are seeing. You see, a colored tree, when animals are mating near a colored tree and they are watching, they bring forth colored seed. So you see, and because the Israelites, they don't like colored seed, Jacob decided to pick them. He decided, in fact, the people of Mesopotamia, they hate colored this thing. So, mixed colors, yeah, they hate them. So because of that, Jacob said, oh, let me pick those ones. And do you know what he did? He made sure that the strong animals mated, not the weak ones. You see, all that wisdom came from who? From God. All that wisdom came from God. All that wisdom came from God through a dream. So you see, it is through dreams. Beloved, 2024, the Lord is already here with us. Let nothing but Jesus Christ matter. Let nothing but Jesus Christ matter. Let nothing but Jesus Christ matter. Focus your attention on Jesus. You see, let me say this as I will explain it at the 11th hour prayer parade. You know, when we say practicing the presence of God, we are not saying that be in the church room or church house or be in prayer in secret all the time. Don't go to work. Don't do this. No. In fact, that is not it at all. You know, you are already carrying God along with you. You are a living temple. Your heart is the altar. You are already carrying God along with you. That's all. It simply means be conscious of God. Be conscious of His presence. Focus on, know that He is with you all the time. Know that you are not alone. That is all. That's what we mean by practicing the presence of God. So you are driving, He is with you. You are an accountant, you are calculating figures, He is there, He is with you. You are on your desk, He is with you. You are on your table, He is with you. Wherever you are, He is there with you. He is there. He is there. That is the meaning of practicing the presence of God. That's the meaning. Carrying God with you. Only Christian, we have that. Others don't have it. Others don't have it. Jesus lives inside you. The Holy Spirit lives inside you. He communicates. Fellowship with Him. Fellowship with Him. Fellowship with Him. Sometimes when we the term we use, I feel, I thought. He is the one. He's the one. This year, I tell you that Jesus holds the key to 2024. Be with Jesus because He holds the key to 2024. He holds the key to 2024. He holds the key to 2024. When issues are coming, whatever He tells you, believe it. Believe it. In Mark chapter 5, when Jairus went to tell him, my daughter is dying, come and lay hands. Whilst he was speaking to Jesus, in verse 36 and 37, some people came from the house of Jairus to tell him, your daughter is dead. The child is already dead. Why bothering the master? What did Jesus say to Jairus? Say, ignoring what they said, Jesus said, don't be afraid, just believe. Don't be afraid, just believe. Beloved, that is what Jesus is going to do for us this year. Amen. We are going to hear many things. So as you are hearing, what is Jesus saying? What is Jesus telling you about your marital situation? About the issue with your husband? about the issue with your wife, about the issue with your job, hear from Jesus. Hear from him. Hear from him. Hear from Jesus. Don't be afraid. Just believe. Didn't I tell you? Don't be afraid. Just believe. That is it. That is it. In fact, my greatest problem as a minister, as a pastor and a man of God is hearing clearly. In situations, sometimes you can't discern what God is saying. That's just my problem. Because the moment I hear that this, forget me, the Laliboja, this is what God has. Look, the moment I hear clearly that this, let the whole world stand at one side, I will stand alone. Because I have heard. And I am sure. My only problem, why sometimes I get disturbed, is when I can't hear well, or I don't know what God is saying. I cannot really discern. I don't know what he's saying. But I am surprised that some will hear and disobey. I mean, how do you hear the voice of God and disobey? I am really surprised. How do you hear the voice of God and disobey? That scripture is Mark chapter 5, verse 35, 36. While Jesus was still speaking, some people came from the house of Jairus, the synagogue ruler, leader. Your daughter is dead. They said, why bother the teacher anymore? Overhearing what they said, Jesus told him, don't be afraid. Just believe. Don't be afraid. Just believe. Beloved, before you give your mind to worry and other things, listen to what Jesus is saying. Listen to Jesus' view. Yes, about the situation. Jesus, what are you saying? Jesus, what do you say about this? The moment you hear, one day, I was coming from town. I was walking. And then when I got to about 100 meters to where I live, I was just imagining some thoughts were coming about how people were having heart attack, heart attack, heart attack. So, hey, heart attack. I don't know why those thoughts were coming. Then I just heard, who is holding the heart of man? Who is holding the heart of man? Those days too, I was feeling some chest pains. And you know, doctors will tell you that when you are feeling chest pains, you should relax. Sometimes it's a sign of heart attack. So as I was thinking like that, I just heard, who holds your heart? Who is the one holding your heart? Who? I am the one holding your heart. From that day, I got to know that I will never have heart attack here on earth. I will never have any heart attack. Because Jesus is the one who is holding my heart. Jesus is the one who is holding my heart. Beloved, Jesus is the one holding you. This 2024, Jesus is the one holding you. I am telling you that for the first time, the 11th hour, I have seen a sign. When we began the year with Jesus, I have just seen a sign. You see, Jesus is so jealous that the moment you promote him, the moment you mention that name first, the moment you draw people's attention to that name, let's begin to thank Jesus right now. Begin to thank him. Lord Jesus, we thank you. We thank you.
Thank you.
Lord Jesus, we thank you. We thank you
this morning. We give you.
We thank you this morning.
We
thank you. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you. We thank
you. You have done for us.
Lord Jesus, we thank you. We thank you. We thank you. We thank
you.
We thank you
for us.
We thank you. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you.
We thank you.
We thank you. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you.
We thank you, Jesus. For your faithfulness unto us. We thank you that you have gone ahead even the year for us. That you are the breaker angel who has gone ahead. Yes, Lord, in the year for us. Lord Jesus, we thank you. For how, oh God, you cherish us, your children, for the blood that you shed for us. You cherish us so much. You value us so much. We are grateful, Lord Jesus. We are grateful, Lord. We thank you, Jesus. We celebrate your holy name and bow before you this moment. We worship you, Lord. We thank you for all that you have done for us. We are grateful.
I am just hearing Jesus saying, when I am quiet or silent and you cannot feel me, I just want you to bring me on the scene. Somebody should write it. Jesus is saying, when he is silent or quiet and you cannot feel him, he just wants you to bring him. What word did I use? He just wants you
to bring me.
To bring me. Oh, I use the first word. To bring me on, to put me on,
to put me on, okay.
To bring me on, to bring me on. You should bring, because I am already there, but you should bring me on. My God, it's like you should switch me on. I am there with you always. Say in the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
2024.
2024.
I switch on Jesus.
I switch on Jesus.
Bring me on the scene. Okay, bring me on the scene. Royal Joy, God bless you. You should bring me on the scene. Scene. S-C-E-N-E. S-C-E-N-E. When you cannot feel me, Jesus, it means bring me on the scene. Bring me on the scene. When you cannot feel God, bring him on the scene. You know how you bring him on the scene? Find a song that inspires you. A song, we call them sparks. Find a song that inspires you. Find a hymn that inspires you. Find something that when you are singing or you are doing, your spirit is inspired. Your spirit is awakened. Begin to do that thing. Just begin to do that thing. Begin to do that thing. Begin to do that. You feel his presence. That's how we bring him on board. That's how we bring Jesus Christ on board. That's how we bring the presence of God on board. We call it sparks. Everybody, you should have sparks. Either a hymn, a song, or some tongues you speak, or something. That is your spark. Some of us, it's a tongue. The moment I begin to declare some tongues, I see my spirit awakening. I see the spirit rising within me. Say, Lord Jesus.
Lord Jesus.
This day.
And the year.
2022.
2024.
We switch you on today.
In my life.
My Lord Jesus, I switch you on. Holy Ghost, I switch you on. Switch Jesus on right now. Switch him on.
Holy Ghost, I switch you on in my life. I switch you on in my mind.
In your mind, in your mind, when your mind is being bombarded with negative thoughts,
I can feel Jesus.
I can just feel his presence right now. My Lord,
in this
a miracle
delay,
has happened.
In this delay,
a miracle is taking
this
place.
Delay,
ma.
I switch you on. In this delay. In this confusion,
in this uncertainty, I switch you on. Let your presence be felt. In this weekend,
switch you on.
I sit you on. I sit you on. I sit you on. I sit you on. I sit you on. I sit you on. I sit you on. Let your presence of God. Let your presence of God. Let your presence of God be felt around me. Let your presence be felt within me. Let me feel your presence. I sit you on. 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 This weekend. 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 I sit you on 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 in this situation. I sit you on in this medical condition. I sit you on. I sit you on in this delay. I sit you on
this delay.
I sit you on in this assignment. In this assignment. In this assignment. In this journey.
Yes, Lord. In this journey. Yes, Lord.
I sit you on. I sit you on. I sit you on. In this work I'm doing. I sit you on. Oh my God.
Yes, Lord. Jesus. Jesus. Thank you. Yes, Lord. Yes,
testimonies
Lord,
are coming.
Lord Jesus.
Testimonies are coming. When you switch
yes,
Jesus on, what a revelation.
You on, Jesus. I
when you switch
you
him on,
in this confusion, I switch you on for direction, for clarity. Yes, I switch you on for healing. In this sickness condition, I switch you on for a healing touch. I switch you on for order. I switch you on in this situation. I switch you on. I switch you on. I switch you on. Yes, Lord. I switch you on. I switch you on. In the name of Jesus Christ, I switch you on. I switch you on. I switch you on. I switch you on.
A miracle is taking place right now.
Yes,
a miracle
Lord.
Is taking place.
We
a breakthrough
it,
has happened right now.
We receive it, Lord. In the name of Jesus Christ, I switch you on.
I feel it in the house. I feel a testimony. I feel a miracle. I feel a testimony. I feel a miracle. 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 Oh, a miracle. Somebody is receiving a miracle. Somebody is receiving a testimony. Oh, I can feel it. I am not able to stop. I should have stopped by now. But I can't stop because there is a miracle. 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 There is a breakthrough. There is a miracle in the house. There is a breakthrough. Oh Lord Jesus, there is a miracle. I cannot stop. I cannot stop. My God, there is a miracle. I can just feel it. There is a miracle. I can just feel it. There is a miracle. There is a breakthrough. There is a contract. A contract is being delivered. A contract is being delivered. Healing is being delivered. Childbirth is being delivered. Childbirth is being delivered. Childbirth has come. A contract has come. A breakthrough has come.
Every I switch you on.
A promotion has come. In every marriage in the church.
Yes, Lord.
There is healing. There is healing. There is deliverance.
Anytime you appear, Jesus,
Miracles happen. Flooding of miracles, flooding of miracles, yes,
flooding of miracles,
flooding of miracles, flooding of miracles, flooding of miracles, flooding of miracles, flooding of miracles, flooding of miracles, flooding of miracles, flooding of miracles, flooding of miracles, flooding of miracles, flooding of miracles, flooding of testimony, 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 flooding of testimony,
every cycle life broken.
Oh my God. When Jesus comes on board, that's the presence of God. Jesus is the presence of God. When you switch him on,
or you break him
onto the scene,
bring him on the scene.
When you switch him on, somebody should, when you switch him on, when you switch him on, when you switch him on, or break him onto the scene,
Bring him onto the scene.
Can anything stand? Can any mountain stand? Can any barrier stand? Can any Goliath stand? Hey, ka-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba. What is it that can stand? That's a miracle. What is it that can stand? What is it that can stand? What is it in your life right now? That's why there are miracles. That's why there are testimonies. I have 2 minutes more. Today I'm taking 10 minutes of your time. Yes, I should have stopped at 7. Yes. Something is happening right now. Yes. Can any mountain stand? Can any mountain stand? Can any Goliath stand? Never. Can any giant stand? Never. Let Jesus be in his position in your life.
Amen.
Let Jesus be in the position in your life.
Amen.
The position you are giving him this weekend in your mind. Somebody should write it for me. The position you are giving him in your mind, in your soul, in your spirit. Because I'm going to repeat this at the 11th. The position that you are giving him, let him remain in that position. The position you have given him, let him remain in that position. The position you have given him in your mind, in your mind, in your mind, in your mind, in your mouth, in your soul, in your soul, in your emotions, that is the position that you remain. Father, we thank you for today. We bless your name, Lord Jesus. Never leave your position in our lives. Never leave your position in our life. Lord Jesus, fight anything, clear anything that want to come and take your position in me. Clear anything that want to come and take your position in my life. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Beloved, you have switched him on. Let him remain. Let him remain. Jesus is on. He's not just on. He's on to set you up. Jesus is not just on. 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 But he is on to set you up. 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 Enjoy a testimony-filled weekend.
Amen.
Be conscious of him that you are switched on. Your life is lightening. Your life is full of life, light and life. I can feel it. Your life is lightened, is lightened, is lightened. I can see light brightening right now on everyone that is online. I can see like a brightening, a flash. A flash. I can see a flash, a flash. My God, this weekend is a weekend of testimonies. People are going to experience things that they have never experienced before. My Lord and my God, what a revelation. What a revelation. What a revelation today. What a revelation this weekend. Yes. Yes, Lord. We receive a testimony for everyone online. Thank you, Lord. We pray in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
Amen.
I wish you a testimony-filled weekend.
Amen.
I wish you a lightened weekend.
Amen.
You are switching on. He is on to set you up.
Yes.
He is on to renew your strength. He is
Amen.
On to make things new. Let him be
Amen.
There.
Amen.
I say, let
Amen.
Him be there. Let him
yes,
remain
Lord.
There.
Jesus.
Let
Amen.
Nothing cross your mind.
Thank
oh
you,
my
Lord.
God. Somebody is driving on the way right now. You are beginning to rejoice behind your steer. There is joy. You are just happy. A miracle has come. That happiness, that joy is a manifestation
yes,
that the miracle angel has delivered your miracle.
Amen.
Yes, has delivered your miracle. Has
Amen.
Delivered your miracle. Has
Amen.
Delivered your testimony. Has delivered
Amen.
Your miracle. Has delivered
Amen.
Your testimony.
Amen.
Enjoy a fruitful week.
Thank you for listening to today's word. We believe that you have been impacted greatly. If you are listening to this podcast and you want to give your life to Christ, please say this prayer after me. Dear Lord Jesus, I thank you for what you came to do for me. Your life for mine, my sin for your righteousness. I believe that you are the Son of God sent to die for me. I accept you as my Lord and Savior. Thank you for your grace towards me. Amen. Beloved, if you have said this prayer, you are now a child of God. Welcome to God's heavenly family. You can send us an email on deliveranceagdh@gmail.com. We would be glad to assist you and help you grow in the Lord. Thank you. Till next time, keep living the glorious life in Christ. Oh,